When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Coming up momentarily, Nick Kostos, an Odyssey sports wagering insider, with some tips on how you should bet this weekend. And then Jones and Keefe coming up at 10.
Can I give you your flowers, your roses, the credit? Because
yes,
you were spot on, and you said it before anybody, and now it's been everywhere. You said yesterday about the Shador Sanders and him being a package deal with Deion. You are spot on.
Is everybody talking about it?
Everybody
now?
Is talking about that Deion is using this for leverage in the sense of, okay, you want my son? Guess what?
You gotta take me as your head coach.
I'm coming with them.
So who does that benefit more? Shador or Deion?
Both of them. Because here's the thing, right? Shador's had a ton of success under his dad, right? So his dad knows kind of what to do with him. You look at the teams that potentially could be in the top five, they're all going to be looking for a new quarterback and a new coach. We've seen Shador at the Las Vegas Aces game talking to Mark Davis, and they potentially could be number one, and how they're really kind of putting the full court press on them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the market for a new head coach. And the other thing Deion potentially could do, look what he's done with the Colorado program. He's changed it around. But
he's certainly this season, you can't deny that he's is
and
he
this
ready
is his second year.
Is he ready for the NFL though?
Here's what I think he's ready in the sense similar to a Dan Campbell type of coaching style where Deion is, very outspoken. I think that, obviously he'll be a first year head coach like anybody else. But, if it works for Dan Campbell and you've seen it's working for D'Amico Ryans, like former players, I'm telling you, you were spot on, because I think that you're going to see Deion land where Shador lands. And I wouldn't put Vegas Brady.
Yeah.
What better way for Mark Davis, Tom Brady, Deion?
That's a great point, Wiggy. Remember all the times last year, I think it was, where Deion was on the podcast with Tom, and then they were talking. He was like, Deion was like, Tom, tell these kids what you were like, and because I think his son had gotten like a Rolls Royce or a really nice car, and basically Deion, in a very public way, which is Deion's thing, but he's raised great kids, was trying to get Tom to instill some humility and understand that how hard you have to work. So they already have a relationship.
Right.
That kid, if he chooses to go to Michigan, is going to get more NIL money than Shador Sanders probably gets.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, because it seems like he's a, when Shador was coming out, he was a very high-rated recruit, but this kid is like top of the list. And the other thing, Shador always talks to Tom.
Right.
About how, Tom has told him stuff about, because Shador's had a bunch of, last-minute comebacks, and he goes, he's always calling it the Tom Brady plan, because he talks to Tom all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Wiggy, I really think you can't shut the Shador on this.
No, I'm going to keep the Shador wide open.
All right, with us now, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all of the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app, and make sure you're listening to You Better You Bet. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today? Happy Friday.
How are you? Happy Friday as well.
I'm doing great. I have more beef with the Parlay Playboy.
Damn.
Okay.
So, because Jermaine Wiggins, unfortunately, has devolved into, he's basically a Twitter troll that I know in real life.
Yeah.
So I get it says, these people on Twitter, great, great pick. I get an Instagram DM. It's not even do we follow each other on Twitter? You can have my cell phone. We don't have to DM me on Instagram.
I do Instagram. I'm more Instagram.
Okay, that's okay.
He doesn't like to text us either.
Yeah. That's fine.
He was blaming you for last
No,
week.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were on Monday. You were blaming him on Monday.
So I get a DM from, the body is not even cold yet for the Giants against the Panthers in Germany. I get a DM. I don't even, it was something, it was like ChatGPT, write a troll tweet about a losing bet. It was like, great call with the, like, great call with the Giants, dude, something
it,
like that.
It was, I, all in caps, I effing hate the Giants.
I do too.
That was, I jumped on Nick's thing.
Me too.
I picked the Giants.
And I gave you, the Patriots, man. You were going to lose anyway. You took the Bears.
I took the Patriots. I took the Pats.
And you were spot on last week when I, because I didn't want to bet the Broncos Chiefs game, and you said, okay, if you want to bet the Broncos, don't do the money line, take the points. And you were right with that.
Well, actually, I think you may have been right with that, because they should have won the game. I got the good result, but that was a really good call by you, honestly.
Thank you.
I hate the Giants. I would love to see Dion and Shador in New York next year.
Oh, no, we're not. We don't know. That's, I mean, our ownership's way too dumb to do something like that, unfortunately. So, like, I don't know, parlay playboy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What is Hugh Hefner still alive and kicking?
No, Hugh's gone.
I think the parlay playboy might be dead too.
No, we still got life.
How can you be a playboy if you've yet to win a single parlay? That's my question for the playboy. I mean, at least the princess has won a couple.
I won two.
Yeah, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, but I mean, Wiggy's taught me everything I know.
I'm giving advice, Nick. Listen, it was a DM to you, and it wasn't like publicly, so it was more of like,
which almost made it worse, because I could at least gotten some clout if you had done it publicly. This was more just like a needle to me while I'm sitting on my couch.
It's your Giants against Carolina.
Yeah, we suck, man. Yeah, we suck, dude. Oh, I don't know what you want me to tell you. We're horrible.
Nick, what are you doing when it comes to Pats Rams
and
that number being 5?
Oh, man, a couple of Super Bowl rematches here. Patriots going to cheat in this one or no against the Rams? So Rams are 4.5-point road favorites. I kind of think the point spread's right. There are conflicting opinions on this game. I've talked to some people that I really respect who think Matthew Stafford might nuke this Patriots defense. And look, last week, the Bears are terrible, obviously, and the Patriots had 9 sacks. How much of that had to do with how bad the Bears are? Like, was that more Patriots good, or was it more Bears bad, or, like, what was the combination of those two things? The way that I will choose to play this game, though, and it's not one of my favorite bets, I think kind of same thing, guys, as last week. Like, let's lean into uncertainty here. I actually think Matthew Stafford's been bad the last couple. He was not good on Monday night against the Dolphins. I love me some Drake May. I love the Drake. Mm-hmm. I think the Patriots might win the game.
Same.
So if I was going to bet this game, and to be clear, I'm not, but if there were, Wiggy, like a hypothetical,
right,
you know, like 13-team money line parlay, let's juice that. Can I say the word in SOB or no?
Shime, you're the expert on that.
I think you can, yes.
Okay. I'll do the Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's juice that sumbitch up and let's put the Patriots in it.
All right.
What about Ravens Steelers?
I love the Ravens.
Oof.
Love Baltimore.
I don't.
Well, you can, yo, I can be wrong. I loved the Eagles last night, and the corollary between the two, and the Eagles point spread moved to 4.5. Cheap plug for my show. On Monday, we talk about the stuff all week. I said on Monday, Eagles -3, it closes 4.5. So we got some closing line value, the bet won. Similar here, my guess is, I can be wrong, but I think I'm probably right. I think this will close a little above 3. I think this may close Baltimore 3.5. It's close to being there right now. I think the Ravens are a good amount better than Pittsburgh. I'm not a Steelers hater. Mm-hmm. I bet them last week against the Commanders. So I had this. That was part of our money line parlay last week was Steelers. This week, I don't think the Steelers can stop Lamar and the Ravens offense. I think Russell Wilson comes back down to earth. Give me the Ravens laying the 3. And all in right. A hypothetical money line parlay, let's put the Ravens in it.
All right. I got the Ravens. I can ask him 2 parlays to close me out for my 13-legger.
What if Greg said no?
I mean, then I would not ask him. Kansas City at Buffalo. And then I took Buffalo, and then Cincinnati.
Why?
Hold on. You could change my mind, and then Cincinnati.
No, but I want to know why you think it's a good idea to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Because I love the way Josh Allen is playing this year. I think he's going to be I think he's the MVP. I love what he's doing. I think that, you know, that Buffalo team, just for some reason, he's got them on his back. So that's why I'm leaning towards him. The offense is struggling a little bit, Casey. They're going to be on the road, hostile environment.
No Taylor.
No Taylor. That's why. And then I got
Cincinnati. Gotta go in January.
And then I got Cincinnati going to the Chargers, and I took Cincinnati.
Okay, so, all right. I'll change your mind in one of them.
Okay.
But, okay, so this becomes a little more difficult. So, regardless of what anyone thinks about Harrison Butker and his politics, whatever, mm-hmm. This is, like, irregardless of all of that, The fact is that Harrison Butker is one of the best kickers in the history of the NFL,
right,
and is one of the most clutch kickers in the history of the NFL. So if people did not see this yesterday, Harrison Butker is on injured reserve. He's going to miss the next four games.
Right.
The Chiefs signed a kicker off the Jets practice squad.
Right.
Think about, like, Greg Zuerlein missing those kicks a couple weeks ago in the Jets-Patriots game. This is a guy that couldn't beat out Greg Zuerlein at the time to be the right. Jets kicker. Spencer Schrader, this is curtain jerking jabroni, Spencer Schrader, will be kicking for the Chiefs. So, like, if it's Harrison Butker and you need Butker to make a game-winning kick, like, you feel like he's going to make it. He's done it his whole career.
Right.
I don't know if I have the same confidence in Spencer Schrader. Now, there is no quarterback in the history of the NFL, in the history of the league, who has performed better as an underdog and winning games outright than the great Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know how you can go against that, regardless of who the kicker is. I used irregardless and regardless. One of those is certainly incorrect. Chiefs money line. So let's take the Chiefs.
Okay.
I do, Wiggy. I make my point spreads in the NFL. I make the Bengals a small favorite in the game. So my point spread is Bengals minus one. The fear is that the Chargers coaching staff is 50 times better than the Bengals coaching staff. But with that said, I'll trust kind of my initial opinion on the game. So let's leave the Bengals in, and let's switch the pick to the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, now the Bengals, even though T. Higgins won't be there,
He did practice yesterday in a limited fashion, so he may be on track to play in this game.
Okay, so switch.
I've never hated this more.
So, I've got to tell you something, Costos. That stat on Mahomes is awesome. 11-3 straight up as an underdog, including the playoffs, as a starter. I think this is a game, while you're right, the kicker hurt, that being hurt hurts them, but this is an MVP game for Mahomes where it's 4th-and-3 at the 35. He's making those first downs. There's nobody better at 4th-and-5 and under, maybe Lamar Jackson, but Patrick Mahomes, I think, gets the MVP on Sunday.
All right, I made the switch.
And that stat, Curtis, is even more sad. I don't have it in front of me. When you look at like the people behind him and how much better he is, it's not just that he's first. It's that he's first with a bullet in that category.
Yeah, Brady, who I don't know if this is playoffs, is 37-26, which is the winning percentage is awful compared to Mahomes on that one.
All right, I made this switch for you.
Curtis, do you have a lock this week?
I don't know. I'm hesitant to jump back in the pool, but I do hate Notre Dame. And I do think Virginia's not awful, getting 23.5 points at South Bend on Sunday or Saturday.
I like Notre Dame a little bit. Sandwich spot for Virginia. I had Virginia last week against Pitt. Really tough schedule coming up for Virginia. Notre Dame is gearing up for a big game next week against Army, so this is not like I'm not going to bet this game. If I had to bet the game, I would go against you, Curtis, and I would lay Notre Dame.
I hear you, but it's never a look. I mean, everybody looks towards South Bend. It's not like people in Virginia are going to be like, oh, don't need to prepare for Notre Dame.
Are you betting the game?
Physically?
Yeah. Like, no. Are you actually going to bet it?
No.
I like how you're like arguing with me about this. Like, you're not even going
to
bet it.
Well, but it's an asinine thing to say that you're going to look past Notre Dame. I mean, that's like the game you.
It's
circle.
Not. It's not look past Notre Dame. It's the idea that you've got this gauntlet schedule coming up here, and college kids may not be as focused.
Well, they're in Virginia. They're smart.
Will you wager on the fight this evening?
Yeah. Oh, what an insulting question. Duh. Of course. I'll have a couple bets. Number one, I'll take Jake Paul to win.
All right.
Just in case people don't know this, so Mike Tyson's 58, Jake Paul's 27. Yeah. So they have leveled the playing field a little bit since one guy's 30 years older than the other. So the rounds, it's true, 27, close enough. The rounds, actually, no, 31. He's 31, 58 to 27. My math is bad. The rounds are 2 minutes long tonight.
Yep.
So Tyson can be a little fresher, and the gloves are not as heavy. So that benefits Tyson a little bit. But we have not seen Mike Tyson in a sanctioned boxing match in 19 years. And people will say, oh, well, 4 years ago in that exhibition against Roy Jones Jr., he looked good. Like, does anyone remember what was happening four years ago? Like, how long ago that was? Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
And Mike
said
he was pulling his punches in that fight, too.
Yeah. And that's possible. And look, like, I think Jake Paul might pull his punches tonight because there's a lot of money to be made in a potential rematch. So I'm going to bet this fight. I'll have a couple bets. This is not like the money-making opportunity that Mayweather McGregor was when it was greatest boxer ever versus guy who has never boxed before, and guy who has never boxed before was getting bet by everybody. Like Mayweather, that's the greatest betting opportunity of our lifetime was Mayweather in that fight. This is not that, but I do like Jake Paul to win the fight, and I don't think Paul knocks him out because there's no money in that. I think the fight will go to decision. I think Jake Paul wins the decision. I like Jake Paul coming up tonight.
So you can get Jake Paul on decision at 3-1 right now?
Yeah,
is
I like
that
it.
Right?
I think +280 yesterday. Maybe it's been bet up a little bit. Wow. And also UFC 309 tomorrow night. Stipe Miocic in the main event is a huge underdog against John Bones Jones. We had Ariel Helwani on our show yesterday. He said that he thinks this is close to a 50-50 proposition. I'll bet Stipe Miocic at huge odds tomorrow night to beat John Jones.
Wow. Nick, you are the best. Thank you as always.
Do we feel good about the money line parlay for this week?
I got the Colts. No stop.
Ready? Here it is. Packers, Lions.
Yep, I got those.
Vikings.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Yep.
Patriots.
Yep.
Browns.
Oh, okay.
Colts, Ravens.
Nope.
Broncos.
Yep.
Niners.
Yep.
Chiefs, Bengals.
All right.
Let's get rich.
All right. That is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. And are you wishing anything for us before you go?
Yes, I am wishing for Jermaine Wiggins to not DM me if the bet loses on Sunday. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck.
All right. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. We'll be right back.